latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Looks like we're going to get another busy weekend on the roads beginning on Wednesday afternoon. As Spain prepares to join many other nations in celebrating the Day of the Worker on Thursday, which also coincides with the Día de Madrid celebrations on Friday, it means an extended weekend break for many and a particularly busy time on the roads. To make matters even worse, the province of Cadiz is also a particularly popular destination this weekend as the Jerez Motorcycle Grand Prix has been held on the 2nd and the 4th of May. Between 3 p.m. on Wednesday the 30th of April and midnight on Sunday the 4th of May, the DGT Traffic Department will be operating under the special traffic management conditions in order to regulate the flow of traffic and ensure as little disruption as possible. However, with an anticipated 5.5 million long-distance journeys on the roads of the country, 2.5 million roughly being on the Valencia region, most tourists will be heading to the coast and there'll be no ease in the task of managing traffic throughout the entire period. Because this holiday is a relatively short one compared to that of Easter or summer, the traffic flow in both directions is expected to be amplified throughout the entire period rather than a concentration of movement towards the coast at the beginning and back inland at the end. However, some areas which will be of particular interest are the roads within Castilla-La Mancha, Valencia, Murcia and Andalusia. On Thursday, the 1st of May, the amplification of shorter trips will be expected, including areas of touristic interest such as mountainous resorts, cities, leisure areas and, of course, the beach, all returning to their location of holiday in the afternoon. On Friday, the 2nd of May, the same traffic complications will mix with a large portion of normal road users, as the day is a normal day for most, apart from those choosing to take a bridging day to extend the weekend holiday. Then, as the afternoon and evening progress, the usual weekend traffic will also join those already on holiday and those still working. On Saturday, the 3rd of May is expected to be relatively quiet in the morning, apart from the usual localised flow, but urban roads are expected to be very busy in the afternoon. Finally, on Sunday, the majority of those who join the coastal areas are expected to return home, with a major concentration expected in the afternoon and evening, as many choose to make the most of the time away and leave as late as possible. In order to cope with the flow of traffic, most major roadworks have been cancelled, the movement of heavy and dangerous goods will face restrictions, and the traffic police and management teams will be out in force. By using cones and time-rehearsed plans, the DGT is capable of creating an additional 400 kilometres of roadway for the most congested parts of the country, and alternative routes will be provided by the use of signs and live traffic planning on the website and mobile applications. As for the staff behind ensuring the weekend goes with as little impact as possible, there will be 600 technical staff on hand to monitor and control the road network, as well as 10,000 Guardia Civil traffic officers and 13,000 road workers on hand keeping the roads clear. Guardia Civil will be actively trying to enforce the law during the period in order to try and keep everybody safe, with an increase in the number of alcohol and speed checks, as well as a focus on seatbelts and the use of child restraints. In order to reduce the problems for your own journey, the DGT recommend planning your journey in advance, paying as much attention to avoiding the busiest times as listed where possible. Whilst driving, keep calm, take regular breaks and always adhere to the law. Finally, the DGT have also advised responsible and prudent driving on the road because we can all do our part. For more details on this story, including maps of the concentrations of areas, go to the website www.theleader.info.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.